You drink it out of a
glass.
And if you were real thirsty, you might say, I want a lot of water.
I said, when?
I was thirsty and I want a glass of water.
I drank a lot of water.
And you might ask me, how much water have you
drank today?
And you say, we certainly do.
Now, the word drunk there, I drank a lot of water today.
Uh-huh.
Be very, very easily used because that was the words that was used.
Mm-hmm. And you say, we certainly do what a lot of water.
Drank a lot of water.
And if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around the table, you tell them to go ahead and...
dinner is ready.
Go ahead and what? They're standing up, you tell them, go ahead and...
eat.
Okay. Or they're standing around the table, though. You tell them to...
be seated.
Okay. And someone comes into the dining room, you ask him, won't you... what down? Won't you...
sit down.
And you say, so then he...
sits down.
Or then he went ahead and... what down?
Eat.
Yeah, but you say... then he went ahead and...
sit down.
And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
sit down.
And if you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
start eating.
But say you're offering it. You say don't wait until it's passed. Just everybody go ahead and...
help himself.
And so you'd say, so then he went ahead and... what himself?
Helped himself.
And you say, I asked him to pass them over to me since he had already what himself.
Served himself.
Or since he'd already, using the word help, you say, since he'd already
served himself.
Or using the word help.
Helped himself.
Do you ever hear people say hope?
Mm-mm.
Hope himself?
Mm-mm.
You have?
Oh, I might have, but not common enough to, for it to stick.
Mm-hmm. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say, no, thank you, I don't
care for it.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you'd say that it's been...
left over.
And you say you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
taste it.
Or you begin to...
chew.
And what do you call peas and beets and so forth that you grow yourself?
Vegetables.
Okay. You wouldn't have a special name depending on if you grew them yourself or not, would you?
No.
Never heard garden truck or...
mm-hmm.
And something that particularly southern food is made of ground up corn you might eat for breakfast.
Grits.
Okay. What about something that you'd make by leaching the husk off corn?
How many?
Okay. Is that what you always called it? Hominy?
I think so.
And this is something that is made from the inside of a grain. People in China and Japan eat it a lot. It's white. It's a starch. It's made from a grain. And you can grow it. You probably could grow it around here, but you...
I don't know what that is, what
it is. I'm saying it starts with an R.
I don't know.
Something that grows in water, pretty much.
Rice?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have people growing it around here, or do you know?
They used to.
And,
I got about 2 minutes, and I got to do it.
Okay. Just one more question. And, have you ever heard of people making whiskey themselves? Maybe
yes.
Out in the woods?
Yes.
What did you hear it called?
Rum.